Okay, let's just get this out of the way right now. It's my birthday today, and I do not care.
What?
Neither do I. Neither do I.
It's your birthday.
You have such a horrified look on your face. I mean, yeah, but...
Okay, you dude. It's an exciting day. It's your birthday. Are your kids going to celebrate you today?
I mean, sure, yeah, I guess.
And that's cute.
That is cute.
It's not a birthday that matters, though. I mean, it's not like a milestone birthday.
It's like every 10 years, you know, it's a big one. Even every 5 years, I guess you can make an
argument.
Even
if it was 45.
43.
Yeah, there's
nothing. Who cares about that?
Dave, your kids are so excited at your birthday. You should be excited at your birthday.
You don't know. My kids may hate me.
They are going to sing happy birthday thinking it's their birthdays. Because they're like at that weird age where just like any type of birthday celebration, I feel like they just think it's for them because they just know the happy birthday song and that's really kind of it.
Yeah.
So they're probably pumped for them and for you. There's cake involved.
I'm glad you're alive another year.
Thank you.
So there's that, but you know.
You did break our rule this year, Mahoney, which I'm shocked and disgusted by.
I understand that, but that's because, you know, next time we go out on a boat with you, I don't want to be stuck like if a rope gets tangled under the prop for an hour.
You just bought me like a Leatherman or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you?
Okay. I'm just gonna get you a utility.
Thank you.
That's maybe not even a birthday, that's just a boat gift, which I feel like is fair.
That's fine, yeah. If you go out and enjoy the boat with us and you are going to buy me something that is going to benefit you, then that checks out.
It's kind of
like what I always do with my wife. Like whenever I get her a gift, it's like a shared experience.
Like a couch.
I'm like we're going on vacation together.
Oh. I like how Mahoney thought
a couch is shared. I say a shared experience. Some people might think sex. Other people think vacation. Mahoney's just like, let's sit next to each other.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So as far as nature reacting to stuff, it's really terrifying, right? I'm not the only one who gets really scared at the notion of... Did you ever see that movie when, like, basically...
Armageddon, yeah, with Aerosmith? Don't want to miss a thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's not what I was talking about. It was the movie...
Deep Impact with Owen Wilson?
That is a hell of a movie, though, but not specifically that one. It was the movie where they dramatized what happened over in Thailand with the tsunami.
Not the perfect storm, is it?
It's not the perfect storm. I forget the name of it, but it was a very well-done movie, but the thing that really stuck out in my mind is obviously the idea of a tsunami is just horrifying, right?
Yeah.
But how all of the animals all of a sudden realize that there was something terribly wrong and they go flying away from this incoming tsunami.
All the elephants, too?
Yeah, just the idea of like you're standing there and all of a sudden there's this stampede of elephants and a flock of birds darkening the sky because they're all escaping from whatever incoming doom it is.
Yeah, man, nature's going to find a way to kill us all, for real. Like, we don't have any sort of control when we think about it. Like, there's some things that we do to mitigate stuff, but like an asteroid,
hurricane,
tsunami, floods, fires, all of that.
Tornado's a very real thing when we were growing up.
Tornado's scary as hell, man.
This is a different way that nature is maybe trying to kill us, but very interesting. This is from a park in L.A., Hermosa Beach. There is a bunch of dive bombing crows that are terrorizing guests.
This is slightly less daunting than...
Is it, though?
Tornadoes, like the crows have just turned against fires.
Us? I mean, crows are supposed to be one of the smartest birds of all, right?
They are the smartest of all the, like, wild-ass birds.
And what a horrible omen.
What? Right? But they all just got together. A murder of crows all got together. They're like, all right, I know the norm for our entire existence has been... not to F with humans, but we're going to start this week. It's going down.
But I feel like a pack of... Did you know elephants kill rhinos all the time?
I had no idea that.
Like they just beat the hell out of rhinos.
Really?
Like rhinos ain't even got a shot against elephants. There was a bunch of like rogue-ass elephants I was reading about, and they killed like 75 rhinos.
What?
Yeah, it was like a pack. It was like a pack of wild-ass elephants that didn't have a dad.
Oh, daddy issues.
Like, and so they just went out and they started killing a bunch of rhinos. But, like, who knew that elephants and rhinos had beef? And then once the elephants met an older elephant, they calmed down.
He took them in? He taught them the way?
Yeah. But still, like,
so if you don't
straight
have
up Mr. Miyagi, like, them elephants.
There's like a bunch of high tea elephants running around.
It was, I mean,
the male or female elephants?
Male elephants.
Okay, so all the female elephants probably just became strippers, huh?
Probably.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Are my ears deceiving me, or did you just go into the microphone?
Did you have my mic up?
I mean, that's what happens when we're about to go on the radio.
Why would you turn it up right then? You know I stretch.
That was a stretch?
Yeah, like getting ready for, I'm stretching for the voicemail, Dave.
You gurgled like a witch's cauldron. Like, that's just weird, man. That just didn't sound healthy.
You don't,
healthy.
Like, make all those moves when you're, like, kind of just, you know, getting ready to, like, get into it? Like, you know, you snap your fingers. You know, like, when a badass is going to, like, do something cool in a movie, always, like, breaks off his fingers? Snaps his fingers?
That's how you view yourself, as, like, a badass in a movie,
yeah.
Getting ready to react to voicemails?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is my Super Bowl.
Hey, David Mahoney, what's the one food hack you pass on to everyone you can because it's that good?
Dude, this is the easiest question again for a professional like myself. Luckily, I stretch, Dave. The best food hack you could ever possibly think of, nacho cheese chips dipped into nacho cheese. So Doritos, nacho cheese, and or Cool Ranch dipped into actual nacho cheese is the greatest food hack you will ever have in your life.
Period.
Dude.
See, like, I was going to say an air fryer. I mean, that's different, right? That's not just like cheese on cheese like you're doing here.
Wow.
But like an actual air fryer, like I haven't been into the air fryer that much until recently.
Welcome
and man,
to 2022.
I know.
Those things have been around for like 10 years.
I can't believe I've been ignoring them. I'm just like, that's just a stupid little bubble oven.
Well, welcome, and I'm glad that you're here.
Man, my wife got these chicken nuggets. I think she just got them from Costco or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like the little Chick-fil-A ones. And you put them in the air fryer, and they taste exactly like little Chick-fil-A nuggets.
See, we were trying to tell Mahoney, or I was trying to tell Mahoney a little while ago about the air fryer, and he was like, no, man, it's not the same. It's not the same.
The air fryer hits.
It's not the same as an actual fryer, people.
Well, duh.
No, it's healthier.
It's like the diet version.
Well,
I don't drink diet soda.
They taste exactly the same.
It doesn't taste like diet anything. It doesn't taste like baked version of chicken. It actually legitimately... like fries it without the oil.
Yes, it's amazing. Do you even have an air fryer?
I've got a Bravo,
which is not the same.
A game changer in and of itself.
You don't even use that thing anymore.
I used it literally 2 days ago. I made fish sticks.
Yeah, I mean, fish sticks.
Yeah.
Just love them in your mouth.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I always have a question about your fish stick consumption because
why?
You do it just solo. You just like raw dog fish sticks. Like you don't even have like a partner in it.
Is it a
like
single fish stick in your
it's
mouth?
It's not even like you
like,
don't like do even do fish sticks and French fries. Like you just do fish sticks.
No dipping sauce?
No, just seasoning.
Tony
Satcheri's seasoning.
Yeah, like how do you eat fish sticks without tartar sauce?
You don't need
no sauce.
No, man.
You need the sauce.
Raw dog it. I do it for the. I like mine pure.
For the love of the game.
Unadulterated.
One at a time, or sometimes like two fish sticks.
I'll walrus it occasionally.
From time to time, yeah.
But
two fish sticks is way too many.
I will say
at one time.
I don't know. You have
no. I mean these
are you
like,
tiny fish sticks.
So there's two brands of fish sticks that I use. There's like a really high end, fancy one. Than when I go to like a Sprouts or a Whole Foods that they have.
You get fancy fish sticks,
dude, but they're like it's legitimately so like $12 or $13 for a box, and it's like 8 come in it.
More than a dollar a fish stick?
Yeah, but they are so good. But I'm like this
so
is
good.
Like $13. This is expensive.
Those are yeah.
But
elite.
But when I'm fancy like saving money, I'm going like Trader Joe's fish sticks.
Yeah.
And those are more like I think like $5 for a box of you know 20.
The everyman's fish.
Which
stick.
Those are pretty. Yeah. I will say better than Van Camp's.
What is like that one? Is Van Camp's the?
Don't get Van Camp's.
Is that the one that's the blue box?
Yeah,
the
blue.
One?
Yeah, blue,
blue
box.
Box.
Or they're even selling.
Y'all can
them
spot
in.
A box of fish sticks.
It's the only brand of fish sticks
like
that
Walmart.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Big Walmart brand.
Like you can't envision. Like there are certain brands of things because especially like. I don't eat fish sticks often, so if I'm going into the aisle and I'm looking out for fish sticks, there was always growing up that one brand that our parents always bought, and it was like whatever Mahoney said, that blue box.
It's 100% that is Van Camp's.
Is that like the little dancing tuna
fish.
On the
yeah,
side?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
I do know
there's like
about.
Trident too, but those aren't nearly as good. Let me tell you about these. I'm trying to find the name of this, the expensive ones, And I know they're like outrageously priced.
What did you just Google? I'm just curious. Like expensive fish sticks?
Fancy fish sticks.
Fancy fish sticks, yeah.
No, I went to the place where I shop and I get them. And, you know, like a Sprouts Market. And they're called the Pacific Sustainable Seafood Gluten-Free Planko breaded fish sticks.
Oh, catchy name. Catchy name. Like that, yeah.
Gluten-free.
Oh, I lied. So they're not nearly, maybe this is a small box. They're not that nearly that expensive. That says $7.
The only thing about getting small boxes,
maybe I get the double,
is that whenever you consume, because Mahoney, I know you're not just going in and like having a snack of a fish stick. Like it's not like two.
No, I eat the whole box. You're like if I'm going to kick, see, as far as it comes to me when it comes to making food, if I'm going to cook something, I'm going to cook all of it
right.
Because, like, first off, I don't want to repackage it and or put it back in the refrigerator.
Do you deal the same way with a box of cereal?
Occasionally. Dude, cereal has changed. It's not just...
Tell me you've eaten. What's the last entire box of cereal that you sat down and ate?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's the elite. There's
that
no
is.
Other one.
No, that's the best.
We just talked about fish sticks for way too long.
Dude, but,
did we, though?
But those, yes. The Pacific Sustainable fish sticks that are panko crusted are the best, like, store-bought fish sticks that I've ever had in my life.
You literally just said we've talked about fish sticks for too long, and then he doubles down.
I know. Doesn't listen.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you guys were talking about burning the roof of your mouth with lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a time where I took a bite and I breathed in at the same time, so it burnt my throat, and I will never eat lasagna again from that experience. It scarred me.
Message deleted.
Garfield's changed.
I tell you, man, it's there's something about our human nature where we know that it's going to hurt us. We know that if we just wait 5 minutes, this lasagna will be the perfect temperature. But all of us risk it, where you do that thing where you cut it off and you kind of, and then you put it in your mouth and then you realize you screwed up, so you have to do the. And still,
do you know what they call?
Can't help ourselves.
Do you know what they call it when you are pleasuring yourself and also choking on lasagna at the same time?
No, Mahoney, what is that?
Auto ricotta asphyxiation.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Do you guys have that thing where every day, whenever you are going about your normal routine,
it's a nightmare and we're just trying to break through and live life and just,
No.
Dark, Mahoney.
Yeah. Just live.
Not that.
Keep it going.
No. Just where you get up for the day, you get going, you have your routine, right?
Okay.
But you always see the same people because they're also on that same routine as you. Like, every day, I'll see the same guy out running at the exact same time. There's always the same people out walking their dogs. And then there's also that old guy that walks around in definitely just his underwear, but he tucks his undershirt into his underwear.
But he's allowed to do that, Dave. He's old.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a guy. I've got the same people. Like, they're leaving their houses at the same time. Usually end up at, like, the stoplight near your house at the same time, or you're leaving the neighborhood. But there was a guy who I spent many years, like, walking around the neighborhood with, and I would always see him when I was leaving the house. He's
giving that fellow walker nod. Yeah.
And I haven't seen him in, four or five months.
How old was he?
40-ish.
So he shouldn't have just dropped dead.
I don't know, man.
Are you worried that maybe he moved and didn't tell you?
No, because the cars are still the same at the house.
Uh-oh.
The house wasn't sold. I looked at the property records.
You looked at the property records?
I'm curious.
Do you know this guy's name?
No, but I know. Oh, I mean, I know it now. I know who owns the house.
Yeah.
And I don't think there weren't any arrests in my neighborhood recently. So I think he's dead.
Well, if he's dead, they would have gotten rid of his car, right?
He didn't have a car.
He didn't have a car?
Was that why he was walking everywhere? He lived with his, like, older parents.
Oh.
Or grandparents.
Well, maybe one of them died.
Nah, I see them still.
Oh. Yeah, he did.
Or he's in prison.
Yeah, that could be it too. The reason I bring it up is because there's a guy that I see out walking his dogs every day, and he's got a really interesting style of walking his dogs. And you don't normally see somebody with an interesting style for walking their dogs.
I was going to say, this kind of judgy.
There's two styles. There's like the dogs that walk like obediently, and then there's the wild-ass buck wild dogs that are just uncontrollable.
I always thought there was two different styles.
No, there's a third.
What's the third?
Dragging your dog because it's hot.
Not that either. No, this is a totally new style that I've never seen before. So, you know, like those Harleys that have like the big handlebars up here?
Yeah.
So, like, you have to have your arms almost extended over your head. And I don't know if he's doing this as like a form of getting some additional exercise while he's out walking his dogs. But he has two small dogs on separate leashes.
Okay.
And he holds one in each arm up like this over his head as he is walking around.
I feel like that would get real tiring real fast. So that's got to be a pretty good workout.
And
shoulder workout.
More than that,
random.
At first I thought it was like a tactical vest that he was wearing.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's like a weight vest. Oh, like the sort of thing where he's like got like a... Yep. Every day he's walking around.
Younger
where,
guy?
I mean, probably looks
military-ish, mid-30s, maybe,
I don't know, law enforcement? Maybe.
No, what do you think he's preparing for?
I don't know.
Whenever I see people who do that, I'm always like, what are you preparing for?
Like, can you let me know what's coming? Like, what's happening here?
What kind of dogs does he have?
They're like smaller, like white, fluffy dogs.
You're
I don't
kidding
know exactly
me.
What
this guy's out here in a tactical
ass white
vest?
Dogs?
They're crusty ass white dogs, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's in a tactical vest?
I thought it was a tactical vest, but
so
I think
probably a weighted vest.
Like a weight vest that he like. Like the tubes fill up with water type of thing is what it looks like. Because at first I thought they were...
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea. Like, you turn that thing into a camelback?
That's sort of what it is. But at first I thought they were like... He had like grenades strapped to him or something. I don't know. Jesus. I was just like, what is happening out here? But now it's gotten to the point where, you know, summer months are here. Uh-huh. I get it. He has taken off his undershirt underneath.
So he's just going just straight vest?
His tactical weight vest. And he's got his arms up in the air.
Does that feel like 50 Cent?
A little bit.
Just wearing the vest.
He's got to be ready.
Hear my
Cover your ears.
So Cover Your Ears is where I sift through a bunch of different cover songs on the internet. And I will say, it's not always easy to find cover songs that fit Cover Your Ears. Because some of the covers are so bad that I'm like, there's just no way that anyone is ever going to get this. And then others, many of them, are just way too good, and you'll know exactly who it is the second that you hear it.
I want the ones that you think we'll never get.
I try to find those. So I did some unearthing, and I do have, you know, as you'd expect, like some rock and alternative songs that are mixed in here, but then we also have some that are a little off the beaten path.
Okay, so we're mixing it up this week.
All right, so Audrey, you get the option. You want to go first or second?
Number one, please.
All right. 30 seconds for each one of these. Go ahead and listen all the way through the 30 seconds, and you can make your guess. If you get the artist and the song, you get a full point. Here we go. Number one in Cover Your Ears.
I wish to found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish to had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish to had some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
And that's 30 seconds right there.
I mean, it's 21 Pilots for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It's totally just slipping my head.
You should see the look on Mahoney's face. He's ready to steal.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I mean, I know that song, but I know it's 21 Pilots. I can't tell you the name of the song. So.
Stressed out.
Yes.
Yep. Oh. There we go.
Way to go.
I was like trying to like sing it in my head. Yes. I was like trying to get there.
So that guy, just to give you a visual, he was sitting in what looked like a room that was only illuminated by like a lava lamp of sorts.
Okay.
And
which are very dangerous.
And he was singing into what looked like kind of a, it was a gamer headset, I think, but it really actually looked more like the sort of thing that if you were a telemarketer, you would wear at work. Just to give you a visual.
So
of that.
Like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder, that headpiece?
Yes, very, very similar to that. And he had a rather dirty-looking T-shirt on and a killer mustache.
Good news, Dave. You can get 20% off lava lamps when they resume shipping, apparently.
They've been down and out since the pandemic?
Apparently the pandemic has put a hurt on lava lamps.
Where's all that lava juice going? All right, Mahoney, here you go. This one's yours. 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
No.
You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide.
And that's 30 seconds.
I hate that so much.
I mean, he was into it too.
Hello.
Is that Lionel Richie? What is that guy's name? I don't know the song, the singer. Is it Lionel Richie?
Is that your answer?
Hold on. Yeah, it's Lionel Richie.
What's the song called?
Hello.
Nice. There you go,
buddy. You got there.
Wait, I knew the hello part. Yeah.
You didn't know Lionel Richie's name?
Man, when am I listening to Lionel Richie?
I don't know. Did your mother have a thing for Lionel?
My mom, like, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why you're sounding so disgusted at Lionel Richie. He's a treasure.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. My mom rocked.
Okay. Mahoney, one full point. Audrey, one full point.
Also, who's doing it to that song? Like, you are a straight up serial killer if you put that song on your sex playlist.
It was about a blind woman.
That man should be in jail.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Because you couldn't see him.
Okay, here we go.
Hero, 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 we could have had it all. Roaming in the tree. Oh, man. You serious?
You could play more, but that's the full 30 seconds.
Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Audrey with the full
Are we
point.
Sure that actually wasn't Adele after her recent cancellation at Caesar's Palace? It
was not Adele.
No?
No.
Did her...
If you've ever watched the 1,000-Pound Sisters, Tammy, kind of had some big Tammy vibes for me.
Okay.
I will say there's no artist that I'm more disappointed in.
Than Tammy?
Than Adele.
All right, so two full points for Audrey. Mahoney, if you get a full point here, we're going to the bonus round. Good luck. Right.
What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding. Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. What a shame. What a shame. The poor groom's bride is a whore.
Yeah.
I chimed in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things. With sense of poison rationality, I chimed in. Haven't you people ever heard of? Closing the damn door, no, it's much better to face these kinds of things.
And that's 30 seconds, I believe, from a youth group.
So they're okay with saying whore, but...
Yeah. Okay. Gotta believe everything else.
Okay. Obviously, that's Panic at the Disco.
And here's the tricky part.
I write sins, not treasures.
There you go. Well done. Very nice.
That was the tricky part?
I mean, that's a tricky song title. That's a tricky song title.
It took me until that moment to remember it.
Okay, here we go. On to the bonus round.
I was 25 when Panic at the Disco came out.
That was my drip.
Yeah, okay. That was you.
Ring in by saying your name. If you ring in and you get it wrong, the other person has a chance to win because you will have lost the game by getting it incorrect. Obviously, if you ring in and you get it right, you're going to win.
Okay.
Artist and the song. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to stop it when you ring in. Just a heads up.
Yeah, I think about the end just way too much.
Audrey. It's 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
And it's, Ride?
Yeah.
You did it. Play the rest of that out.
Yeah, so... I know this was 221 Pilots in the same round, but I just could not get enough of this guy.
But it's fun to fantasize. All my enemies wouldn't wish who I was. It's fun to fantasize. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
I like that ukulele.
He definitely does not.
That's the one rule for this.
We don't make fun of people.
We don't punch down.
No, he just
what?
Really was. Just,
what do you mean we don't punch down? There are so many people who have such bad covers.
No, but like, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm falling. Okay. I'm taking my time on my ride.
This is a real bad singer.
And he was trying to be a loop daddy. That's what he was doing.
Glitz, glamour, fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So I've seen a lot of people buzzing this week about the new Elvis movie. Have you seen the same thing?
I know a couple people went, and, you know.
They said it was just okay,
they
really?
They said it was just all right.
I've seen a couple people be like, it's the best movie I've seen in decades. And
really?
Yeah.
These people don't go see movies.
That could be it, too.
I mean, come on. It looks... I like
Baz Luhrmann.
Same. Yeah. I like Baz Luhrmann. I don't think I'm going to go to the theaters,
for the new Elvis movie. Obviously, it's doing fairly well at the box office. So it's, you know, people are interested in it. And obviously, that may spur a resurgence into Elvis's popularity, which I feel like comes around every, you know, 15 to 20 years. It pops up again or so. But, I haven't looked at what it is, what freshness level it is on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll do that right now.
So this is pretty cool. Michael J. Fox is going to be honored by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for his contributions to film and his efforts to help cure Parkinson's disease. As far as like good dudes that you're kind of rooting for, Michael J. Fox.
Dude, the best.
Yes, he's great.
The absolute. I mean, is there anybody, if you have not, I think it was season 7 or season 8 of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry goes to New York and he's in the same building as Michael J. Fox.
Man.
And just, you know, Parkinson's is just such a horrible disease.
He's had it since 1991.
Yeah, that's why he kind of stepped back from acting, because he was literally on top of the world after the Back to the Future movies, and had to step away for it because obviously it had some serious effects. But I think he deserves it, and
he's getting the humanitarian award. They said that Fox's tireless advocacy of research on Parkinson's disease, along with his boundless optimism, exemplifies the impact of one person in changing the future for millions. So cool to see him getting an award that he very much deserves. Yeah,
for sure. Elvis on Rotten Tomatoes, 271 critic reviews, 78% fresh. So pretty
okay.
So decent. Audience liking it even more at 94%. So
I don't understand. I'll never understand like the billionaire lifestyle. There's a lot of things that I don't get there. But Rupert Murdoch,
he's getting divorced, right?
For the fourth time at 91 years old. Like how?
Let him live.
How are you going to be this bad at marriage at 91? I mean, like, you should figure it out.
He's won one last one.
Is that what it was?
He's won one last honey. I bet.
He's
got a
J. Howard Marshall somebody.
Yeah. I bet she's not a day over 30.
No, she actually is. She's like the longtime girlfriend of Mick Jagger.
Yeah, Jerry.
His new girlfriend?
What's her
the
name?
One that he is getting divorced from now. So she dated Mick Jagger for 22 years, and they have 4 kids together.
She was in Tim Burton's Batman. She was
Jerry Hall.
Yeah, she's one of the most beautiful women in the world for many, many, many years. Just classically beautiful model, you know. But also, like, you're also somebody who married Rupert Murdoch, so you kind of suck also. So.
I mean, I'm just curious, like, at what point do you think it's a good idea to get married in your late 80s, and then a few years later be like, screwed up.
I don't know.
What's the point? Like, just ride it out, man.
Congratulations to whoever gets him next.
Yeah.
Do you think that he has, like, something set? Do you think he likes his kids?
He's got 6 kids from previous marriages.
Yeah. Like,
I think
do
he
you
likes,
think
like, it, two of them.
Two of
I
them, think it's so two very, of them like, will get the whole, money.
Did you watch Succession on HBO?
Oh, is that who that's about?
It's basically, like, loosely based around, the Murdoch family.
Okay. So two are lucky enough to probably get some chump change. No exes,
well,
right?
They're gonna run. They're going to run the media empire.
Yeah. Who's getting all of the dough, then?
Who's getting all the Tucker Carlsons?
Who's he go to when he finally kicks the bucket?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. As a father of 5, the story y'all told about the flooded backyard, I went through something very similar, except it involved my entire basement and a 2-year-old. Oh, and I remember the guy that came in to fix it, he looked at me and said, "I hope you kept the receipt," talking about my kids.
Message deleted.
It's pretty accurate. Every time that any one of my kids does something bad, I catch myself doing this, and I don't know why I do it, because I shouldn't. But I look at my wife like I'm disappointed in her. As if it's her
this
fault.
This is your fault now.
Yeah. Like, look at what you did.
Yeah.
These characteristics, obviously yours, because, as you know, Mahoney, I was
saint.
An angel of a child. Mm-hmm. That's right. Never did anything wrong. So this guy's talking about when my 2-year-old son, if you missed the story, it was just last week, he turned the hose on first thing in the morning, and we didn't realize it until we got back from being out at the lake all day, like 11 and a half hours later. So I'm just trying to guess what my water bill is. At least to this guy's point, though, it was outside of the house.
A basement would just, your house would be ruined.
Or, like, and he's done this before, because upstairs in our master bathroom, there's, like, the tub. And, like, the tub is, like, kind of in the middle of the bathroom in between the 2 sinks.
Okay.
It's a stupid design. I hate it. But anyway, the problem is that the little spigot thing can turn around.
Oh,
and so
no.
He's done that before where he's like turned it on, and luckily we've been in there, but it's just been dumping water directly onto the floor.
Oh, God.
And, you know, we just cleaned it up with a couple of towels, but if he were to do that when we weren't right there, like that could be.
He would wet bandit you from Home Alone?
He would.
Don't show him that.
Straight up be Marv, yeah.
Yeah, you cannot show him that movie.
Mm.
Also, Marv, his voice does not fit his body.
It does not.
Really? No. Yeah. He was the voice of the Wonder Years.
He was.
He was.
That's
the original.
Right. I forgot about
which
that.
Is just so soothing and calming, and yeah. You're just like, ah, nostalgia. And then.
What did he ever go on to do? Did he do anything else?
Daniel
something. You're right.
Daniel Stern.
Yeah, Daniel Stern.
I feel like he just ride the high of Home Alone after
like,
Home Alone.
He did. They did. Was it four Home Alones in total, or was the third one the garbage one?
He was in three of the Home Alones, I believe.
So the trilogy.
I know that he did the original and then the New York City one. What was the third one?
There's actually been six Home Alones.
Because I remember the one that had like Scarlett Johansson in it, and it was terrible, but that didn't have...
Macaulay was only in one and two.
Okay, so it was one and two for Daniel Stern then, right? Because I don't think... Did he make an appearance in the... Whatever.
I've only seen two.
That was the right choice.
Yeah, because
stop
three,
right there.
Is it three? Has that one weird kid with the bowl cut?
Yes, exactly. Him and Scarlett Johansson were the two kids.
No, I feel like after a certain point, you start ruining movies like that. They start ruining
the legacy,
the holiday
of them.
Spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
You start ruining
you
Santa.
You ruined Christmas.
You did. Yeah. You ruined Santa.
He's on the show on Hulu now called Shrill with Amy Bryant from SNL, who just left SNL at the end of this past season.
Yeah.
So, which I've heard really
She's
good
great.
Things about
yeah.
that, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. But now, knowing that Daniel Stern's in it.
Give it a little watch.
Maybe.
How does he look? Is he holding up okay?
He looks about like me.
Oh, boy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Has anyone ever used the iron in their hotel room?
Message deleted.
I use the iron in the hotel room almost every time I stay there.
All the time. And I hate it because they're always
it's
terrible
garbage.
Irons.
The worst.
And the ironing boards are
Dude,
garbage.
The little that thing's like a whip. You accidentally hit the button and it's just like a cat of nine tails just all over the place.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're just... That's user error.
I mean, is there any other way? Because I have a couple of friends that are kind of bougie. And when they travel... Have you guys ever done this with the dry cleaning service at hotels?
I've never done that personally, but I know they do that on cruise ships a lot, too.
Is there a way to, like, travel with a dress shirt if you're a dude and not get it wrinkled?
I have
unless you have dress shirts. Unless you have, like, one of those garment bags.
No, they make shirts, though, that are specifically, like, called travel shirts. I have a travel suit and travel business shirts that I think Brooks Brothers makes. Which, again, I know it's like I'm 1,000 years old shopping at Brooks Brothers. But they do hold up. They do not really get wrinkled at all.
Really?
Yeah. My wife also has a way of packing, which I don't know what kind of black magic she does, where none of her stuff gets wrinkled.
Is it possible that maybe that black magic is just like slightly paying attention to how you're packing things?
Maybe, but I don't have to. I just throw everything in.
Black
sit
magic.
On it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Some advice for you guys. A good way to quit watching porn is imagining your mom in every scene.
Why would we air that?
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So we're learning all kinds of new stuff every single day, and many of the new things that we learn are from Audrey. And so we were talking about... Everyone's heard of, like, being catfished, right? Like, that's a pretty normal thing. Got very much popularized by MTV and that series, and just, like, what happens a lot of times... In the dating world, where you think somebody looks a certain way, and then you realize when you see them in person, oh, wait, no, they don't.
That's sort of catfishing. I also feel like there's the old, we used to call them the
MySpace angles,
which we're showing our age
and then
by doing that.
Even
but
more
that
aggressive.
MySpace angle, dude, the up into the up into 45, that is the angle.
That's a good angle. But then there's also the more significant catfishing, right, where somebody is intentionally lying about who they are, and that's like the full-on catfish,
which
right?
We've both been, people have tried to get us, but we can't be got.
Nope.
We can't get got.
But now we learned something new. And we were talking about Matt Kuchar. If you don't know who he is, he's a golfer. And he's a fairly youthful-looking, good-looking guy.
Great golfer, fun guy. One of my favorite guys to watch on the PGA Tour, which I know, the PGA Tour. If you don't watch golf, whatever. But Matt Kuchar, good dude.
Good dude. Seems very likable. Yeah. Hell of a golfer, all that stuff, until he takes his hat off. And then all of those things of... Handsome and youthful looking just evaporate.
He ages 20 years
because,
when he takes his hat
off. And I mean, like, look, a lot of people lose their hair. Like, that's a perfectly normal thing. I just distinctly remember the first time I saw Matt Kuchar take his hat off because it's something that happens at the end of every golf tournament. Yep. I just remember seeing him take it off, and I was like, whoa, like it literally ages him 20 years. And then Audrey told us that there's actually a phrase for this, and I'd never heard this before today.
It's called hat fishing. H-A-T, not cat, hat.
Hat fishing.
Yeah, so it's essentially kind of the same concept as catfishing, where you're just getting got, but you see who they are. You see that they're a real
dude
person.
Dude looks good.
Dude
yeah.
looks good, but and they look fantastic when they've got the hat on. But once they take the hat off, it's exactly like you said, Dave, you got got.
Did this happen to one of your girlfriends recently?
No, this is a thing, like in the dating world, where a lot of guys will wear hats like in their profile pictures, and it's like, what's under the hat?
Take the hat off.
Take the hat off.
You're like, hey, you want to go for a ride in my convertible?
I get the, you know, I'm very insecure about losing my hair. And I mean, hey, I'm going to be 41 here
but
in the not too distant future.
But it's even weird shaped heads. It's not just, it's not just balding. You can like, you can look like a totally different person with a hat on.
She's right.
You think so?
Yes, without a doubt. And some dudes look really hot with the hat.
Does it round it out?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is. Think about somebody who's got like a really big forehead. Like there are all kinds of things. You've got like funky eyebrows. You've got weird hair. Like there's all kinds of things.
Also, you just think about like the dynamic of it, right? Like you put the hat on and it can frame your face in really nicely.
Perfect, yeah.
If you have the right face for it. But sometimes when you pop it off, it just messes up the entire painting.
See,
Tim
McGraw.
He wears the cowboy hat, though.
Yes.
Which always looks good.
But then he takes it off, and you're like, ugh.
I don't think I've ever seen him without his cowboy hat on.
I think in 1883, there's
a
few scenes
point?
Where he had his, and I was like, I hope he gets
raw.
Killed.
Oh, God.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
What you're about to hear is reviews of otherwise very well-reviewed establishments. Mahoney, you and I are similar in the sense that it's hard to find a really great brunch place and the faults in it. When there's a really good brunch spot, you're like, this place is awesome. Like, there's nothing is wrong.
Yeah, everybody says
it smells great. Everyone's in a good mood.
We're drinking
having
during
a great
the day.
Time. Yes.
The prices aren't insane traditionally. You've got maybe an omelet bar, which is always a nice addition to that. But it's like pizza. There's really no bad brunch place.
Period.
It's really hard to mess up a brunch place.
It really, truly is. And
it's eggs and toast.
And vibes.
And vibes, yeah.
But these Karens, Dave... Oh, they will find a way, because we are currently living amongst an inn, the Karensance.
This is for Heavenly Biscuit out of Fort Myers.
Nice name.
4.5 out of 5. Priscilla said 5 out of 5 stars. I can't complain or explain how amazing this place is. Perfection in every way for a brunch spot.
I would like for you guys to start referring to my ass as a Heavenly Biscuit.
The
Heavenly
Biscuit. The one and only.
BG said 5 out of 5. Trust the reviews. It is incredible. It's pretty small, though, so you may have to wait for a table, but it's totally worth it.
Do we go butter or jelly on that biscuit?
Both.
Little bit of each.
Exactly.
What did Karen have to say about this Heavenly Biscuit?
1 out of 5 stars. This place has got so many great reviews, and I don't know why. When I went in there with our gal group that loves to dine out, there were 8 of us, and we were starving. We love a great restaurant. Food is our passion. Well, it's possible that we wouldn't have to wait more than 30 minutes. We didn't think so, but sure did. Had to wait 30 minutes to sit down with our group. And the very rude waitress told me I couldn't add Bailey's to my coffee, even though I brought it in my purse. It's not my fault you idiots don't serve alcohol. Some of us need to take the edge off when dealing with stone-cold morons like you!
Karen, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
She brought her own Baileys? You brought travel Baileys?
If she brought her own Baileys, you don't narc.
You can't.
Just put it in yourself.
You can't bust out your
own. Oh, if she was asking for fee or something, like, could you please uncork the Baileys?
She put it in her purse. Like, I mean, I feel like everybody USA has brought, like, an airplane bottle of some sort somewhere. Like, why'd you ask?
I was going to say,
I don't think she asked. I think she got busted by the waitress. That's what it sounded like to me, is like she was.
So what are you going to do, make me leave?
Like, just be a little bit more discreet about it.
Right.
Lady.
Like, don't, like, set it back up on the table.
Right? The empty bottle next to your coffee.
But, I mean, even still, like, if you have an airplane bottle, I don't think any waitress or waiter is going to be like, can you please Leave right now, Karen.
I think that maybe it was because she was also
carrying. It was a full-size bottle.
Yeah. Probably already full size
bottle. It's a full-size bottle. That was like one of those Costco bottles, a handle. It's a 1.75 liters.
She's got a little bartender nipple on the top, just pouring it around for all of her friends.
Taking the edge off, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
What's that, 1 second for 1 ounce? Is that right? That was yeah. that the pour to yeah. whatever ratio is?
Okay, one more review for us, and this one is for Mandarin Wok. It's out of San Diego. It's got 4.5 out of 5 stars as well.
Okay.
Sarah F. said 5 out of 5. Locally owned, friendly service, everything I have ever gotten here is delightful.
Damn.
Curtis B. said 5 out of 5. Nice spot. Great attention to detail. My daughter has some allergies, and they always go out of their way to make sure to customize the dishes for her.
Doesn't Curtis B. sound like a rapper from the 80s from New York?
Yeah, Curtis B.
That's right.
Karen P. said 1 out of 5 stars. I used to love this place, but the last time I went there, I ate some Mongolian beef, and to say that I got sick is a massive understatement. I turned into a full-blown poop fountain. I was literally blowing their bathroom sky high, and I was crying because it was so awful. And then some worker came in and started cleaning the bathroom while I was having one of the most chaotic incidents of my life. I swear to God, I thought I was dying, and you want a mop? Give a lady some damn privacy!
She should have called it the Poolagio fountains.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I just wanted to say thank you for raving about the Peaky Blinders show, because I was skeptical at first, but it sucked me in, and now I'm binge-watching season 2, so thanks, dude.
Binge-watch that entire damn series.
Man, I can't get my wife into it.
You got to watch it with...
We have to put the subtitles on.
You have to.
We've tried it, like, twice without the subtitles, and I just think that she's like, nah, I'm out.
Dude, you got to put the subtitles on. I'm sorry. Even though they're speaking the same language that we are right now.
Are they?
They are. Dude, plus Cillian Murphy, he is an interesting looking man.
He is. You're like are you really good looking
yes.
or awful looking?
No, it's the high cheekbones.
The high cheekbones and like the crystal blue eyes.
Yeah, he's you know.
You wouldn't turn down a back rub from him?
Nah. And I've got like the same haircut too. Like when you know the
a little bit, yeah.
when my wife cuts it, just meow, it's cut off. It's homage to that. Yeah.
And is this the sixth season that just came out?
Fifth or sixth? It's the final season.
It's the final one, though, right?
Does it make you feel like you need to start dressing like that?
No.
Because you know how like there's this whole phenomena of like
the suits all the time, the three-piece suits.
People are doing that with Yellowstone. Like, you're seeing everybody going out and getting, like, cowboy boots, hats, and the whole garb.
Is there anything worse, though, than a fake-ass cowboy? Like, stop it. You live in the suburbs, Tom. You don't need cowboy boots to get in your Hyundai.
Well, like, hopefully they're not getting in a Hyundai with some cowboy boots.
Well, I mean, is it better if it's, like, a jacked-up truck?
That they don't use for anything besides
just
wasting
gas? Yeah, like, it's never been off-road?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like you could say that about a lot of things. I mean, like, I wear skateboarding shoes, but don't skateboard, you know? Like, they're all avenues.
But they're functional and comfortable shoes, whereas, like, cowboy boots
are never comfortable.
Well, but that's also a staple of the South, too. I mean, people wear cowboy boots all the time and don't cowboy. That's very Southern.
I don't like that.
You're right, Dave, but if you're a fan of Yellowstone, right?
If you can't lasso a cow...
Lasso?
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that's Ted Lasso.
No, if you're, I don't understand the thing, because what they're talking about in Yellowstone is like the gentrification, the posers, the rich clowns.
That are coming in
pretending to
be. Yeah.
Yes.
And
then like exactly all these happening. People are doing that. Like, did you not watch the show?
No, because they see themselves as Kevin Costner. That's what it is.
You know what I don't want to do ever? Like rough it. Like, even, like, I don't want to be in the middle of the wilderness. I don't want to, like, that's why I'm like, I don't, like, want to be more than 10 minutes away from a place where I can get a
bathroom.
Man, I've done this pretty recently.
No, like, wait, but you have to, like, wipe yourself with, like, a pine cone.
If I'm looking at, like, glamping sites,
yeah.
I'm like, if you don't have, like, a full water and electric hookup, that's too much for me.
Like,
that's
grill isn't enough. Yeah. You know, outdoor jacuzzi.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Is not enough.
I'm getting called out. Caesar said Mahoney wears Jordans but doesn't jump.
Oh.
See?
Dang.
There's so many
you know
ways.
Why I wear Jordans? Because the Jordan 13s have great ankle support.
They were the best. They're like some of the best ankle support I've ever had
but
on any
shoe. But you
don't
wear any other shoes that need ankle support?
Those do.
But like.
You don't have like rickety ankles.
Yeah.
I have
nothing to put them at risk.
You're not running, you're not jumping.
I have a lingering Achilles injury from high school volleyball.
No, you don't.
I had to get my ankle wrapped every game, every practice. I would go.
You didn't even blow it out. You just had to have it wrapped every.
I strained it really bad my freshman year, and so I had to go to the trainer every day before practice.
Was the trainer attractive?
Yeah, he was a nice man.
Oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do you guys feel about Little Caesars being a new NFL pizza sponsor?
Message deleted.
Good for them.
Are they?
Yeah, they beat out Pizza Hut. They straight up.
I feel like Little Caesars is like making a run. Like they're running all these commercials now with like the cheapest delivery. Like there's no added fees and all that stuff.
There's a market for it, and go for it. And also one of the things I learned, the guy who founded Little Caesars back in Detroit secretly paid Rosa Parks like rent for decades.
Really?
Ain't a secret anymore.
Well, I mean, I think it came out after he died.
So that could have been fake.
I mean, I've read it on Reddit, man.
Hey,
it's real.
We all just make up a bunch of really nice things that I definitely didn't do in my life whenever I die. You're like, yeah, Dave, he adopted 340 kids.
He planted so many trees.
I love trees. Oh,
huge,
my God.
And big arbor
big
guy.
Tree.
Big arbor
he,
guy.
He pulled a lot of plastic from the ocean. A lot of plastic from the ocean.
Every weekend he was out there, yeah. One Aquafina bottle at a time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I saw you guys at the fire at the lake this weekend. And I got to say, Mahoney, you are not white. You're chrome. And it's nice and shiny, baby.
Message deleted.
Yeah, there was the very elusive video of both Mahoney and I with our shirts off. And that may have been the first time that you had your shirt off in
2022. Yeah.
I'm 2022. Like that was some pre-pandemic white. That was like 2019
but
white.
But his like elbows on. Down to his, well, where his watch is.
That's his driving arm.
Yeah.
You stick that arm out?
Yeah, it hangs out the window.
Not hanging out the window, but prop it up on the side.
Yeah. But I mean, you walk outside all the time. Yeah,
but
so
never,
you really are like tan, never, like kind of.
Never. My nipples haven't seen sunlight since probably 2018.
Yeah.
For real.
Is that what that Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow song was about?
Yeah.
Your
something
nipples?
Like that.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So Mahoney, we were telling the harrowing story of this weekend, you know, out at the lake. We see a boat just explode, like totally went up in flames. Mm-hmm. The thing that struck me, though, and I know that you've seen this happen many times before, because I have too, when something bad starts happening, no one does anything.
Nobody.
Everyone just either stares at it with their mouth open or pulls out their cell phone and starts recording. Now, granted, in this situation, I mean, there wasn't much that we could do, right? Like, I grabbed the fire extinguisher, and I know that me running towards trouble is going to get me killed or maimed someday, so I should probably stop doing that since I have a brood of children I need to take care of. But like grabbing the fire extinguisher and running over.
Yeah.
I was just stunned that like nobody else was doing anything. Everyone was just watching this boat burn to the ground.
Yeah, nobody was acting. That was, and we've seen this in several different instances. I don't run.
That's true.
First, fourth. And there was only one fire extinguisher that I knew of. I knew there was a second one later.
Are you saying you would have run over with the other fire extinguisher?
I would have sauntered. Because again, I don't run.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe a brisk walk over. To the
power walk
to the boat, but also that boat blew up. I'm like, I don't know if my body can withstand that.
I mean, I will say that it was rather hot.
Yeah, there's like 70 gallons of fuel that were burning on the. But yeah, you're right. There were so many people that were just kind of like hanging out. I think it's just shock. I really do because
shock and awe, but also you said that sauntering, that's kind of a lot of effort. Shock, awe, and people not really wanting to, like, you've been drinking, you're a little tipsy. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really wanting to run like the 4440 on their tippy toes on hot shells like you did, Dave.
It was real hot.
But I think also one of the reasons why I think everybody was kind of just not doing anything is because there wasn't like a super sense of urgency. Because there was no, like, screaming and nobody, it seemed like, I think the situation was assessed pretty quickly that nobody was, like, you know, on the boat or in danger in that particular manner.
There was like, what can you really do?
Well, I mean, there's somebody who's, like somebody screaming and there's, then, like, I feel like that's a much different situation than here's just somebody who
made a mistake and it's going to cost him a whole bunch of money.
But like, what, I mean, other than...
There's a lot of people that are justifying it. I mean, Manrolled in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said one word, insurance.
Yeah.
Low Dime said the problem is that if something happens, people are way too sue happy these days.
Well, we got good lawyers.
We have seen that sort of thing. We do have good lawyers.
Shout out Farhan Naqvi. I do.
Gat said no one jumped to help, but I bet a bunch of people jumped to get their phone, which is true. Like, you see that so much nowadays where people are literally watching somebody that is hurt pretty dramatically, and instead of helping them, they're filming.
There's a level, like I said, that's why I feel like there was an assessment. I'm like, everybody cool? Everything cool going on here? Anybody hurt? Nobody hurt? Okay.
Now I can start filming.
Now we can start making jokes.
Scooter said if no one is visually in danger, it's best just to let it run its course.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I feel like you did everything that you could. You then, obviously, once you jumped into action, there were a couple other people who were nearby.
Like three or four of the guys.
Who came and did it, but who helped out. But the crazy thing to me was, again, we're 30 meters away from where this boat's burning. It just didn't seem like the people who even, like, were there, like, whose boat it was, like, there was, like, a huge sense of urgency. It just was like, this is happening.
I think they were kind of in shock, too, right? Because, I mean, the boat just blowing up was pretty surprising, but it also didn't happen in a single instant like a movie does, right?
I mean, I don't know what it is with you and boats, because another situation that we were in, similar to not a boat catching on fire, but we were on a big-ass cruise ship. Lady fell, hit her head, was bleeding out. Mm-hmm. I mean, more blood than I've ever seen in my entire life. It looked like a murder scene. Yeah. And nobody was doing anything, and you and I were drunk as hell. And I've never sobered up quicker in my life.
Just to give you an idea of how drunk Mahoney was and how quickly he sobered up was amazing. Because you had gotten the wine package on the cruise,
which it was a wine time. We were living in Houston. I was going through some stuff.
You were on wine time. Is that what you just said?
And he drank, because I'm not like a big sweet wine fan, and so he got two bottles of rosé at dinner. And he finished both of them by himself.
Okay, I ordered. So it was a 3-night cruise, and I ordered 7 bottles of wine, and they only came at dinner. And then
was this like the last night or something? No, it was early on.
Yeah, so I knew I had to get through a couple a night. Yeah.
So, but what's kind of crazy to me is that I know that once you reach a certain point of drinking, that you just don't taste anything anymore. You and I, Mahoney, we've talked about that. Yeah. Were you at that point of drinking where you were just like? Not even aware of the taste.
Oh,
of,
I didn't
like,
care.
Of anything.
It was rosé, so I'll admit it. I'm a trash box. I love rosé. When it comes to wine, like it's. I like sweet, sugary wines. Like, give me a wine cooler. Like you say what you want about Bartles and James and wine coolers and Zima and all that. I'll drink the hell out of them.
You're still a Boone's Farm guy after all these years, huh?
All these, yes.
Yeah, good for you, man.
It's the Super Stupid Spelling Bee.
Quattro.
So the Super Stupid Spelling Bee has featured 6th grade words for these past few weeks, and I think it's time to level up, you guys. So Mahoney, you and Audrey both going to be trying to spell 7th grade words today. Try not to go too crazy here. Just 7th grade words. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Okay, Audrey, you are going to go first today. If you get one correct, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony.
Dave, you know we're bad spellers, man. Why do we continue to play this game?
Fine. These past couple weeks,
he likes making us look dumb, Audrey.
That's not true. You guys,
he's taking a lot of joy that him getting to Trebek us over here.
I'd like to see you spell these words.
Yeah,
I can spell them all right now.
Yeah, because you got a list in front of you.
Yeah, that helps. You guys ready? Or you want to complain some more?
Let's go.
Okay, Audrey, your first word is scripture.
Oh God,
scripture.
Are you doing this because I am a very holy woman?
That's
myself.
Right. Yes.
I very into theology. Mm-hmm. Read lots of scriptures. Many a scroll.
Be holy.
Okay, scripture. What'd you say? What'd you say?
He called you be holy.
Sorry. It was just there. It was there, man.
Okay, so scripture.
Yeah.
Starts with an S.
Mm. Yes.
Ends with an E.
You bet.
Now the middle is where it gets tricky. Script. S-C-R-I-P-T-U-R-E, scripture.
See, all that complaining, and you got it with ease.
I just got a little nervous.
Good job. Mahoney, you ready?
Good luck, Mahoney.
Yes.
Companion. Companion is your first word.
C-O-M-P-comp-A-N-I-O-N. I-O-N.
Guys, see? You're doing great.
Round one. Usually we don't do successfully in round one. So good job, Mahoney.
Here we go. On to round number two. Audrey, your next word is intestine.
Oof.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Why would I be kidding?
Intestine. Intestine. S-T-I-N-E is the end. Okay, so intest. Intestine. I-N-T. Intest. I-N-T-E-S-T-I-N-E. Intestine.
See, again, just so impressed.
Kind of hard to see it.
Yeah.
When you can't write it. You're not allowed to write right now. So
you are not. Mahoney, your next word is guarantee.
Man, you know I know how to spell guarantee.
Where's the, how would I know where's the U go? Where's the A go?
I'm pass.
You can't pass.
I give up.
Spaghetti.
Can't spell spaghetti either.
Try guarantee. Try.
You know these are words I can't spell.
It's okay. Even if you blow it in this round, you're not eliminated. Go ahead.
Why?
Guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
What?
G-U-A-R-E-N-T-E-E.
No.
It's close.
No. You skipped like half the word. It's G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E.
Whatever.
He spelled gory.
Wait, why is he not out?
Because it's a double elimination. That's how we've been doing it for the past month. You don't ever pay attention.
That's dumb.
Geography.
You are bullying me.
I'm not bullying
word.
You. That's
you specifically gave me this word because you thought that it would be funny to give me geography because you know that that's not my strong suit. I thought Alaska was an island. Geography, G-E-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y.
See, you got it. Again, all this complaining, and you guys are doing great.
Okay.
I'm doing
Mahoney,
great.
Pulverize.
Pulverize. Pulverize. Doesn't that sound like a Tupac song?
Behind, wait, realize, realize, realize.
Pulverize. Yeah.
Pretty realize, sure pulverize.
Yeah, realize, pulverize. That's the follow-up.
You're stalling.
Pulverize. P-U-L-V-E-R-I-S-E. Or I-Z-E.
Yeah.
Dang.
He brought it home.
I was not even thinking anywhere near that.
Okay. Very nice. Final round. We'll go to a bonus if necessary. All but right. Audrey, if you get this one correct, you're going to win.
Okay.
Enchilada.
Nope.
You are so annoying.
You're a dick, Dave.
I know that I look insanely cultured. E-N-C-H-E-L. L-A-D-A.
Yeah, you're close. There's an I in there instead of an E, so it's E-N-C-H-I-L-A-D-A.
Oh, and there's only one.
Yeah. No, I thought you were just kind of like restarting there, but okay.
No.
So
I
Mahoney,
guess that would be enchilada.
Enchilada.
that's incorrect. That's not correct.
Okay, Mahoney, if you get this one, we're going to the bonus round, okay?
Okay.
Easy one. Euphemism.
Oh, come on.
You are so annoying, Dave.
Dude,
these are seventh grade words.
Enchilada,
these are not seventh
euphemism.
Grade.
They
no,
are
seventh
absolutely
grade
seventh grade words.
The word euphemism.
You can do it.
Euphemism.
Euf.
E-U-P-H-U-I-S-M.
What's the vowel there?
E.
Euphemism.
M-I-S-M.
Euphemism. Oh, man.
So that means no bonus round. That means Audrey gets the victory.
This is the dumbest game ever. And these words are not seventh grade words.
Those are seventh grade
nobody
words.
Nobody in seventh grade is spelling euphemism.
Or enchilada.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What?
Nah.
How dumb do you think seventh graders are?
Dumb as us.
Not quite.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So I'm just curious, like, is everyone doing okay?
No.
The reason I ask is because it just seems like, I mean, I get there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, right? A lot of bad stuff. It just seems like people are very tense right now. Are you getting that same feeling?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are going on that are out of a lot of people's control. And obviously prices on a lot of things are going up right now. And, you know.
It just feels kind of like a pressure cooker, doesn't
it? It's hot also.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot
like,
of things
it's
happening.
It's really hot outside.
Yeah.
Summertime,
everywhere.
Man. That's what happens. gets hot.
It does. But I mean, like, I feel like a lot of people are just like sweaty and tense.
Sweaty and tense, and then a lot of bad stuff's happening and everything costs a bunch of money. Yeah, yeah. It's not a great combination.
I'm kind of just staying at home mostly.
Is that what helps you?
When I leave this, you know, leave the show, I just kind of go home, man.
See, I find the opposite. Like, I've got to get out and, like, go do stuff. Like, that just personality-wise, like, if I go to the gym, I feel so much better about myself than if I just go, like, kind of burrow at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I just want to sit out in my backyard and smoke cigars and eat bad food.
See, but then I feel worse by doing
that. Oh, I feel awful after.
After the fact, right.
Certainly, yeah.
See, like, it's the exact opposite, because, like, when I go to the gym, I generally hate it, but then when I'm done with it, I feel great.
Yeah, oh, I always feel much better after I work out.
Yeah.
For sure, but I just, you know, my default state is laziness and sloth. Like, the seven deadly sins that I abuse the most is sloth. Out of the, you know, that is my biggest toxic trait, is that my default is I don't want to do anything ever. I don't, and I, and like, not even like when I'm like, even when I'm not depressed, I'm just like, I'm fine. You know, it's like, or like, I don't want to, I still just kind of like don't want to do anything. I like being at home. There is something so comforting to me about being home.
So that's an interesting point that you bring up, though. So, because Lowdimes in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said Dave stays away from home because he knows that there's four little monsters there talking about my kids. Do you think that when you have a kid, you're still going to enjoy being at home as much?
We'll see. I may get a second job.
Are you going to pack up and move to Oklahoma?
I'm going to take up smoking. I got to go out and get some smokes.
Be right back.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Normally, if you think, okay, I'm going to go to a wellness center, it's like everyone's going to be there to support you and make your life better in some way, right?
Wait, a wellness center is just rehab, right?
Is it?
What you're talking about?
A wellness center as well.
What else is
a North Fort Myers woman has been arrested after allegedly going around stealing credit cards and driver's licenses out of lockers at the Briggs Wellness Center in Naples.
A wellness center is also kind of like a spa, like a place that you can get like your B12 vitamin shots and like some facials and...
Can I get my lips done?
And
you
robbed.
Get your lips done.
Get your lips did and get robbed all at the same time.
Do they do that cool sculpting with my booty? Can I get my booty
You gotta
cool
get your
sculpted?
Booty cool sculpted.
You're trying to get a cool sculpted? No.
Should I not?
No, I mean...
Your booty?
Yeah.
No, you already got it. Some great yams back there. Don't mess with that.
Where's our sales team, man? Yeah. Give me that booty sculpting.
I am hearing that booties are out.
Booties are out?
What?
I thought booties just
came
in.
You've been squatting. All we see is you squatting at the gym.
I know. My trainer's really just got the ankles. No, but it's the fake booties. The fake booties.
Those are out. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, here's the thing. We can't grow new boobs. That just, no matter, like, how much pec work you do, your boobs, men and women, men, it can grow a little bit, but for women, they are there. So you gotta, you can supplement that, but, like, to get your ass any way you want it, all you gotta do is just squat more.
Sure.
Like that's...
Yeah, but that's a lot of work. Like, can we just shortcut it and go give me a fake booty, and now I find out that it's out, I've been saving up.
No, man, your thighs look weird.
Do they?
When you get a fake booty, your thighs look...
Rectangle.
You can't have a right angle on your ass.
Have you ever seen a fake booty in the wild, though? I feel like you only see them on Instagram.
So I used to do...
A lot of the airport.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Airport, for sure.
They're catching flights,
when
not feelings.
When I used to do a lot of strip club appearances and hosting, you know, many, many, many years ago, I was introduced to a fake ass that was before the injectables that they do now. They got fake ass implants, and I will tell you, they were wonky. The injectables are the 1,000% way to go, because they could like flip around. It was weird, man. It was weird.
I was not a
fan of those fake booties. I've never had a chance to see.
You're like, man, you are dancing on the main stage, but your ass is on satellite too.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, I'm starting to notice a trend. When you go out to the lake, someone else loses their boat. I believe your first trip out there is when the woman complained that Joe Biden's gas caused her boat to explode. And then now this past weekend, a boat docked next to you at a cove exploded. So I think you might be cursing the other boaters at Lake Mead.
Message deleted.
So fair, it's fair to think that, but the lady whose boat sunk because of the gasoline.
Are you and Joe Biden working together, putting extra ethanol into the gas to blow
intentionally taking
things
out boats?
Up?
Yeah.
No, but also Joe Biden also just fell off the bike recently. That could have been Dave as well.
Yep, I did knock Joe Biden off the bike. People didn't see me come up and body check him, but I did. The lady that told us the story just knew that we were going to the lake, and so she told us how her boat sunk because it exploded because Joe Biden's putting extra ethanol in the gasoline, and so that's the reason her boat went down. So we weren't actually there for that one, but we were very present for this last one.
Very present.
Yes, as present as you can be.
You also brought it to social media presence as well.
And we got yelled at for that. There was some girl who told us that we didn't have the right to share it with the local news, even though they asked if they could air it. We're like, fine, sure. She's like, that's my friend's boat, so you need to take that video down. I'm like, that's not how copyright a video works. Like, if if I recorded it on my phone, it is my video, and it doesn't matter whose boat is on fire.
Mm-hmm. And last I checked, you know, that was that's a public lake. And that means you have no right to privacy upon it.
Yep.
Sorry. But also, it sounds like you're not doing your friend any favors. Yeah. Like, just shut up. I'm sure you're...
Thanks for white knighting for your friend while being totally wrong about everything, you moron.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That angry coach is Mike Leach, and yes, he has a mullet. Oklahoma State Cowboy.
Message deleted.
Yep, so, but here's the thing, is that the coach for Oklahoma State did not have the mullet at the time of that video. If you go back and watch the I'm a man, I'm 40 video, it was before he grew the mullet out, which made mullet over a little bit tricky this past week, but... accurate that he normally does have a mullet, just not in that video.
So, speaking of mullets, your youngest brother kind of has a little bit of a mullet.
Actually, it's long hair. If he trimmed it up front, it would be a killer mullet.
Thinking about it.
Is he?
We were talking about that because I brought my mullet hat, and if you've never seen a mullet hat, it's a wide brim hat that has a kind of like almost like a curtain covers my neck.
Quite literally a curtain.
I call it my mullet hat because it's business and party, business in the front, party in the back, but it does a really good job of shading my neck. But I was talking to your brother while looking at how long his hair was, because it goes down to his shoulders. No red neck for him. I mean, literally, very functional.
Yeah. So you were trying to convince him to cut the front?
I'm thinking about, I want to grow mine out.
You would look great with a mullet.
You need a mullet. Like, you needed one, like, yesterday.
I mean, like, because...
They're in, dude. They're in. Rock the mullet.
But I got to go, like, slick back mullet,
yes.
Right?
No.
80s
yes.
cut dealer
no, I'm
mullet.
Thinking, yes. No, not like slick back. I'm thinking, like, almost feathered.
No,
I don't know. That's too much
you're
work.
You're trying to, like, sabotage our friend here, Mahoney. Yes.
80s coke mullet.
And also, have you seen the ones where they're now doing, like, that little, it's, like, almost, like, 2 inches of just, like, it's kind of like how you have it already right now. Like, that, like, that it's just a little bit right here that just gives it that extra, like, flair, like extra mullet.
I kind of want lines on the side too, though.
Okay,
like
nice.
Bolts.
God, that is so cool. Hell yes, do that.
No,
for
Dave,
sure. Yes,
he's maybe some. To make you do everything bad.
Maybe
Mahoney,
some lightning bolts. Ooh.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So there's a story that's been floating around for these past few days about this giant 9-foot boa constrictor that was found slithering outside of a home in New York. 9 foot.
That's in New York?
In New York.
Was it the boa constrictor from the Britney Spears video?
So here's the problem, is that this lady, whose name is Cindy, said she found it with her 2-year-old granddaughter nearby.
I mean, a 9-foot snake can easily take out a 2-year-old.
I mean, a 9-foot boa constrictor can take out, I would suspect, any adult human as well. 9 feet?
Yeah.
That's enormous.
That's a big ass.
So let me ask you this. Because
bigger than these 24-inch pythons.
You don't have 24-inch pythons.
I mean, we haven't measured, but we can estimate.
I mean, I'll take the under pretty aggressively.
I mean, I'm talking length. not circumference.
Got it. Okay, sure.
Is that how we go?
Okay, so Audrey, you know, being in the dating world, because this happened to me one time where I was...
Are you about to ask me about snakes?
If you like this guy a lot and, like, you had just great times, went out to dinner a few times, you're like, this dude is something special. And then he invites you over and you go over to his place and he's a snake guy.
Yeah, snakes don't freak me out.
But you know what I mean? There's a difference between
like
somebody
he's got
who
samurai
like
samurai swords and stuff.
Sam, oh, of course, they always
stars.
Go ninja stars,
nunchucks.
Yeah, a dirty bong.
Oh, honestly, that's it for me. It's not the snakes; it's the dirty bong.
So the snakes for me, because I was dating a girl once many years ago, and she never like really put it out there that she was a snake girl, and then I was on, I think it was on like MySpace or Facebook early on or whatever. And you know, like when you're like interested in someone and, yeah. and you're seeing him, you're kind of like clicking around on pictures and stuff. And I realized that she was a snake girl. Like but she had a bunch of pictures of like her with like the snake draped over her shoulders.
It's not just the snake though, right?
I feel like
it's a whole vibe.
There's like, a whole difference though, Dave. I feel like reptile dudes are
yes.
way creepier than reptile chicks.
Yes.
I feel like reptile.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
You think reptile chicks are hot? Don't
there's
you?
A hierarchy.
I think reptile chicks into some stuff.
There's a
which
hierarchy.
I may or may not. You know, if I was single, you know, want
be interested
to
in?
Want to visit on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Snake girls or rat girls?
Snake girl.
See, I've never known a rat girl. Do you know a rat girl in real life?
They're everywhere.
They are?
On TikTok.
I mean,
and ferret girls.
I'm here for the ferrets.
Ferrets suck.
I don't know. I just think
but they all come with other things too, is what I'm getting at. Like a snake girl, a rat girl, a ferret girl all come like their rooms. Imagine their rooms.
Yeah. Like what we were talking about earlier, lava lamp is the ambiance here. Definitely gonna have some sort of tapestry on the wall. Gonna smell like incense. Way too much incense.
Cat girl. Horse girl.
Horse girl's hot because they're rich and they always wear those like those little pants, those like basically like baseball pants for women. But those, whatever those
okay.
like yeah. jockey
so
pants
if we're,
are,
if we're going from
boots
from creepy to hot, I mean, like the tennis outfits, though. Like,
well, no, if we're talking animals here, Dave.
You can't go into sports. Girl.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about outfits,
athlete,
like swinging the other way.
Athlete.
No, we're talking animals here.
let me ask
bikini
you.
Bikini models, top notch.
No, but Mahoney, if you're thinking about like what animal makes a girl hotter, is there an animal that makes a girl hotter?
I mean, again, the horse one is, at least to me, speaks because I really like that preppy look on women.
You can't say dog girls either, because that's just like a duh. Like, that's just like normal chick.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there is. What about somebody who's like super into like marine biology or something, like real big into fish?
What do they follow their third grade dream? Like, I want to be a marine biologist. Third graders want to be marine biologists who don't? You're a bunch of liars. You don't know how the world works. There's no money in whales. Unless they vomit, then there is a lot of money in whales.
There's a lot of money in
I don't think anybody became a marine biologist.
Nobody did.
That's why the earth
or
is
lawyers,
smoldering hot. Yeah. We can't figure anything about the earth out because everybody was like, too hard.
Only all of you little dummies had actually paid attention. But I will say, if you have a well-kept aquarium, you've got your life together.
And you got money. That's
yes.
awesome.
I think it's expensive.
My mom has a bunch of aquariums.
Are they full or are they empty?
No, I think she's got like four or five.
Aquariums?
In her house.
Okay.
Really?
But she likes the waterfall, so it's kind of like a water feature in the house.
Oh, I like
ASMR.
That
and the nice light that's like a cool light. Plus, you got all the like the cool colors. So yeah. I'm not personally an aquarium guy, but like I could see how you get into that. I think our engineer Tracy, isn't he a saltwater aquarium guy?
Yeah, he's like, and he's way too into it.
Yeah,
you know,
he's like very
like. There's be days when he like shows up to work and he's just mad, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, my pH levels are off.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart. golden west. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.